Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 48 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. And today we're going to be talking about Soylent, not Soylent Green, in case you watched that or read that in high school. I think there might even be a movie, which I'd love to see, but Soylent. So if you're not familiar with Soylent and Schmoylent and all the other things that are related, essentially Soylent is a product created in Silicon Valley by some young Silicon Valley types that said, you know, it'd be great if I didn't have to deal with food and I could instead just, you know, do more things and be more productive, and food is such an inconvenience. And so there's this Kickstarter and everybody was super excited about it and they ordered Soylent, and I and many of my friends rolled our eyes. And then a year later, this amazing article came out where, I mean, it was a good article where the woman basically said, I've been doing it for a year, and you hear Soylent and you think of these whole, you know, whole bunch of like kind of the social network kind of type things where they, you know, barricade themselves into their houses or whatever and just program. And in reality, there's a whole ton of times throughout the day where I just want to get a meal and I want to get a nice, quick, convenient, affordable, healthy meal. And Soylent provides that for me. So I'm not drinking Soylent when I'm out with my friends or at home with my family. And I thought, huh, I actually have a lot of things in my life where I try to do stuff like that. And I'm like trying to get like, what's the healthiest frozen dinner you can get or something, like frozen breakfast you can get. It's always been really frustrating to me. And there's lots of days when I don't have a lunch packed that's nice and healthy and fresh from home. And so I find myself walking out being like, well, literally the only healthy thing I can get around here is a chicken salad. And like a salad with grilled chicken on top of it. And it's like $8 or $10, depending on what toppings you put on it. That's crazy. So I was like, okay, Soylent, I'm going to try it. And I figured, what better place and time to do it than on the 5-Minute Geek Show? So I'm actually doing this one in video as well. And I did a little bit of an intro in the video. I might do a little outro. So normal audio podcast listeners, go check out the video. I'll put it up online, probably in the show notes for the episode. So basically what happened was a box came in the mail. And in the box was my first 10-ish packets of Soylent, which is just a powder, and then a jug and a scoop. And so they give you the directions for how much you put in, and here's how much a meal replacement would be, and here's how much a snack is, how many calories this is, how many calories that is. So I didn't want to create enough to eat it as primary meals for 2 days, because you can't keep it around for longer than 2 days. So I made half of a jug. Video people, here's what I would got. So I basically mixed in 2 scoops, which is supposed to be a total of 1 serving, with half of the water in this jug. And I think that's the right proportion. We'll see. Because they said a full jug should be 2 servings, which I think would have been 4 scoops. I think I did that right. Shook it all up, put a couple of ice cubes in it, and let it sit in the refrigerator for 2 hours. Now, normally, I probably would be mixing peanut butter and other stuff in it. That's what I do when I take protein powder. But I had to actually experience it first, and I've heard mixed reviews. So I use EAS whey protein powder. I'll link that in the notes too. And it's fantastic. And there's like chocolate and all this kind of stuff. And it's not like amazing. Like if you get a little chunk of it that hasn't mixed in with the water, it's not particularly tasty. But in general, it's pretty good. But I've also tried some, like, I figure out the name of them, but like kind of meal in a super healthy meal in a thing. And it like almost made me vomit. It basically tasted like I had like mixed up like grass and turned it into a powder and then like was drinking it. So I'm a little nervous about this. People tend to describe this as tasting like pancake mix. So I've got however many, 8 packs of this. I'm going to be using this a lot in the next couple of months, regardless of whether or not I like the taste. But the question is, how palatable is it? So again, video people, you can see it. It starts to separate over a while. So when I came back after 2 hours, it had separated out a little bit. So let's get that shaking noise. If you're not watching the video, you're really missing out, because this container is huge. It's like a bigger than 40, maybe it's 40 ounces, but I think it might be even bigger than that. 60 ounces, 80 ounces, maybe it's 80 ounces. All right, so I'm going to pour out a good swig for my homies. I'm going to call that about a 4-ounce glass, and we're going to try a slide. And literally the only thing we're doing this episode today is talking about what Soylent is and then trying it. So, cheers. That is completely not offensive in any way, shape, or form. It does taste a little bit like pancake batter. I don't think I would have chosen batter. I think that just tends to be the batter that the most of us have actually tasted. But it doesn't taste like flour either. I mean, it's not like it's gross. There's a little bit of sweetness to it. It's very bland. It's almost flavorless, but there's a little bit of something that I think I'll get tired of over time. I think it's just enough where if I got a big chunk of the powder that hadn't mixed in, I would be like, just like a real quick kind of that was gross kind of thing. But you know what? That's palatable. So I would love for you guys to tell me like, oh, that's the, well, actually I wouldn't. I would love for you to say, man, that's really fantastic. I did research and it really is just as great as everybody says it is. I don't know. But yeah, man, doing this and mixing a little bit of peanut butter or a little bit of something else in here, banana, couple times a week, you know, to just make up for the places where I just haven't prepared a really healthy meal. Having the ability to mix this up in the morning and just say, hey, I didn't bring lunch today. I don't want to go out and get something unhealthy and expensive. Mix this up and have it available. That's pretty not bad. So Soylent, not two thumbs up taste wise, but no thumbs down. Maybe one thumb up taste wise. And yeah, I'm not mad at it. I thought I was going to be mad at it. I'm not mad at it. Of all the ways to get a reasonable, affordable, healthy meal, especially those that come in powder form, I'm not too mad at this one. So that literally was it. This is probably the least, the most focused piece of content that's ever happened in a geek show. So, you know, that's what you got. So thanks for listening to 5 Minute Geek Show, at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS. And if you like it, share it with your friends, rate it in iTunes, develop a Soylent competitor that's named 5 Minute Geek Show Shake. 5 Minute Geek Shake? 5 Minute Geek Shake. Thanks, until next time. I'm Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
Can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
There you go. Good job, bud.
It's Kai on there.
Kai's on there. Can you say eat your peas, baby, 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 please?
Eat your peas, baby, baby, peas, baby.
Good job.